Hey guys, welcome back to BTS Breakdown. This week we're going to be deciphering between two songs from Map of the Soul 7, Filter and Friends. So without further ado, let's get started. So I want to first discover and wander around Filter. So a lot of these interpretations by anonymous armies and such, I am going to read them and then kind of decipher from there. So, quote, "I think this song is about how he has put many different filters on of himself for ARMY and how he feels he should do this. I say this because this song relates, because I relate to the song very much. I used to be girly, which I wasn't. So since people are saying I kept pretending to be the person or filter everyone thought I was, I feel like it's a similar idea here. Jimin feels that he has to be what ARMY sees him as the filter. Again, a lot of them, of these comments really show about like Jimin putting this barrier between the real him and ARMY, if that makes any sense. So I am going to look at the lyrics on genius.com, like usual. And here we go. And then I'll read the about section at the end. Here we go. "That uninterested face of yours, the bored tip of your toes. Please look at me now. Put your phone down. Don't even think of turning your head away. Let me know your type. You can pick and choose me. Oh, I cover your eyes with my hands. I get closer to this secret. I'll take you to a whole new world. Yeah, open your eyes now. Go. Mix the colors in the palette. Pick your filter. Which do you want? The one to change your world? I'm your filter. Overlay me in your heart. Can you feel it now? Is it still not enough? Girl, you have your chance. I can be a genie. How about Aladdin? I'll be anything. You can pick and choose me. Yeah." Okay, so between the first verse, the pre-chorus, the chorus, and the second verse, again, it's about Jimin seeing armies of us being like really, really bored. Again, keep in mind he's had a lot of appearance struggles in the past, so we're just going to keep that in play. Okay, now that we have reached like a point where Jimin's like a little more confident about himself, again, still there's ups and downs as any person who feels insecure about themselves. Now, in the end, all of us armies love all the BTS members for who they are and what they look like. Who cares if you, like, we just all want them to be healthy is I think the main goal. Like, if you're healthy, we're fine with it. Just stay healthy. Don't make yourself unhealthy while trying to look this very way, I guess, if that makes any sense. So basically, it's almost like a filter on Snapchat. When you Snapchat as an example. So on your phone, you can pick different filters to change your facial appearance in whatever way you would like to. Well, it's basically him taking that metaphor and being like, yeah, you can choose whatever face you want me to look like. Pick a look on my phone, like just pick and swipe, swipey swipey again, and then I'll take you to this new place where I'm the one that you really want, with all the perfect features, each and one of them based on your type, and you can mix the colors of your choice, and you can directly pick it. And I'll the one who's going to change it. That's simply what he's saying. Or as a metaphor used, the genie, like, wishes, if you're putting it to that idea. So mostly the first bit mostly revolves around this way of like, hey girl, you want me to look this way? Sure, I'll do it. Sounds good. Like, he's agreeing to letting us pick whatever appearance we want, but we all don't see him like that, or at least the true, real armies. Let's see. Okay, here we go. To the pre-chorus. Oh, I will embrace you like in your dreams. It's a secret spec for you. Every day I'll be new. It's not fun to stay the same all the time. Mix the colors in the palette. Pick your filter. Which do you want to change your world? I'm your filter. Overlay me in your heart. Look at me, who has suddenly turned into a child. The more you look, the cuter I am. Like crazy. Overcoming different tastes and standards. You'll be only wanting me because you are the one who made me. Basically, again, going back to the same idea, which is most of what the song is about, is how he's somehow allowing himself to pick the girl or armies pick the appearance of him, and we'll change it every day because, you know, being the same is no fun. Like, let's pick a new body type and everything along with that. And so it's like that kind of idea. And then continuing with the bridge. Look at me, who has suddenly turned into a child. The more you look, the cuter I am. Like crazy. Overcoming different tastes and standards. You'll be wanting only me. Because you are the one who made me. I'm a brand new filter that you've never seen before. Entrust yourself to me. Only see more thrilling things. Pick your filter. Contain only me. Basically saying, choose nobody else but me. And I'll change my appearance to however you want. Different tastes based on you and your standards and yada, yada, yada. And you see this side of him that's like, he wants to do that, but also he knows how much we care about each and every one of the members too. All right. And the post-chorus and outro. Na 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 na. Pick your filter. Contain only me. Na 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 na. I'm your filter. Entrust yourself to me. I'll become a new us. A, overlay me in your heart. Again. It's this idea of that he's still at this previous mindset of like, I need to change everything about me just so I don't get criticized for how I look or anything like that. All right, we're gonna go to the about section on genius.com. All right, cool. The colorful Latin pop infused track Filter is Yumin's personal solo song for BTS's fourth full Korean length album. With the concept created by Jimin himself, the song is accompanied by mid pad beat and acoustic finger pick guitar ring. In this song, Jimin talks about his duality as an artist, as well as the confidence he has in his ability to showcase different sides of him at once, man, as if he was a photo filter. Yes, you can you can see that, like, how he'll play, like, cute mochi and, like, oh my goodness, like, I want to date you kind of, like, look, if you know what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, it's really just Yeah. And even, again, this song is particularly different from Serendipity and Lie, which think I've talked about. All right, so we are going to look at Friends. So this song is about the friendship between V and Jimin. So a lot of this begins a long way back, if you can believe it. I mean, they've been friends for a long time. So like me and my bestie. Again, from lot of about watching like BTS videos, on YouTube, I've gathered a lot about their friendship and how it was in middle school that Jimin transferred and like V stood up for him and such because he thought that Jimin was getting bullied by people and Jimin was just really, really shy at the time. And so their friendship just was really strong from the start because V was just trying to be nice and try to make happy again. Again, it shows the past and present of their friendship. So that's sort of what that has to do with. All right. Moving on to some of Genius.com's lyrics. And then we'll go to the about section and yada yada. Soul that used to be so unusually sparkling. It was another world to me. I met you and you're clammy with sweat. A somewhat strange kid. Me from the moon. You were from the stars. Our conversations were like homework. BFFs on one day. Enemies on another. I just want to understand. Hello, my alien. We are each other's mystery. That's why it's even more special. One day, when this cheer dies, hey, stay by my side for eternity. Stay here, like your tiny pinky, longer than 7 summers and cold winters, longer than numerous promises and memories. Remember our uniforms, our memories, our movies. The Dumpling Incident is a comedy movie. Yay! Heartfelt stories filling the school bus. Now we go out to drive together. It's still the same us of those days. Hey, Jimin, today. So it basically talks about how the two of them basically met when they were a lot younger, obviously. And it's just funny, like, how the two of them are like, friends one moment, enemies next moment, yada yada. And they were just so happy and silly, and they're just a mystery of friendship, like they have no clue why. And then that's why they say it's like such a special friendship. And I particularly laugh at the verse, like your tiny pinky, because Jimin has really tiny hands, and I really laugh at that. I'm sorry, that's such a funny line, but it's so true because Jimin's hands are really tiny. But I have really tiny hands too. So anyway, so it just talks about their how their friendship has been longer than any promise or memories. And they remember their school days as if it was like some movie playing. And then the dumpling incident. Okay. So if you want to go watch a BTSB live on that, it is hilarious. It is so funny. So I believe the two of them were fighting over who was gonna eat the last one. I don't know why on earth. It was just the world's funniest thing ever. Again, go look it up because I don't exactly remember the whole details. All I know is over food and somehow
There's always something over food in just any house or any friend. Anyway, again, they remember all those things during school and how they're together now. Still together in the world famous boy band that they are. All right, so pre-chorus, the dream catcher in my room, 7-year long history. That's why it's even more special. One day when the shears dies down, stay, hey, stay by my side for eternity. Keep staying here, stay, hey, like your tiny pinky, longer than 7 summers in cold winters. Like your pinky, we are still the same. I got to know, I know everything about you. We got to trust each other. Never forget. Never forgot more than the plain thank you. You and me decide not to fight tomorrow for real. When this cheer dies down, stay. Hey, you are my soulmate. For eternity, keep staying here. Stay. Hey, you are my soulmate. Longer than 7 summers and cold winters. Longer than numerous promises and memories. When this cheer dies down, stay. Hey, you are my soulmate. For eternity, keep staying here. Stay. Hey, you are my soulmate. Longer than 7 summers and cold winters. Longer than numerous promises and memories. So it just describes a lot of things that have made up their friendship and how long the time between the beginning of their friendship and now together as bandmates in BTS. And so it's just a lot of Jimin's tiny hands and how they're soulmates for life. And they are truly like so funny together, what they do. It's just so hilarious. I'm sorry, they're really funny. All right, so we're gonna read the about section, which is really short. So, quote, Friends is about V and Jimin's friendship. The song talks about their friendship, high school experiences, as they're bringing up their backs, such as old events, such as their dumpling incident. And so it is really funny. Anyway, so it includes so much old memories that so many fans just we love and cherish. They're like absolutely hilarious in so many ways. And you can never get enough of that. And why we all love BTS for who they absolutely are and not about their parents and just all the funny memories of them that will carry on for a long time. All right, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a great day and a great week, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Oh, thank you.